It's now time for Locker Room Chat with Morehillman Academy boys head basketball coach Christian Wessel after a pair of wins from this past week. And coach, we'll start off with your game on Friday against ACCHS. You guys win that one 72-27 in a palindrome final score. Always love those. But overall, you guys really scored well and you played great defense. Your overall thoughts on the win?
Yeah, I was happy with how we came out with a good amount of energy. We came out ready to play that night. We had really wide variety of scoring from the floor. We had we had four guys in the double digits, so that was good. Brody had a double-double, which is real nice for us. So, yeah, very happy with that one.
And you guys played some solid defense, and then you guys were able to transition that, back it up with another 59-50 win from Tuesday. And, Coach, this is one where you guys got off to a bit of a slow start. You only put up 8 points in the first quarter where JCN scored 14, but then you outscored them 18-8 in the second quarter. You guys were able to continue your strong offensive performance in the second half. What were your overall thoughts on this one as well?
Yeah, I mean, JCN, an extremely talented team, a lot of good athletes on that team, and they came out. They were hitting in that first quarter. They were hitting really good shots. I wasn't upset with our defense. So they were there. We were kind of the opposite end. We weren't hitting anything. We missed, I think I missed 7 layups that really we should have had total there. But the second quarter, both teams got in foul trouble. Brody had 3 for us. Jonah, our other post, had 3, and we had to move Luke Siebert down into the center, but they had some foul trouble too. McAfee got in some foul trouble, so that kind of helped us take advantage of some stuff there. And so we made a good run there in that second quarter, for sure, and finished the game.
Yeah, your guys' guards also were phenomenal in both of these games, Bowden and Luke, each with some great performances. What makes them such a dangerous backcourt?
Yeah, I think their speed is phenomenal. I mean, we're up and down the floor quick, and we can pretty much do it the entire basketball game and provide a lot of pressure on defense. You know, we're a good shooting team. We get to the basket well, and we're not one-dimensional. I mean, we have many guys that can come out and play. I mean, I know if we need Bo Wertz can make some big moves for us. Owen can get to the rim well. Nathan Randolph, you know, he's a kid we bring off the bench, and he's hit some threes for us this year. Evan Schmidlin coming off the bench. So it's not one or two guys that we rely on. Whoever's on that night is who's going to be on, and that's real helpful.
And, Coach, you guys take on an Oskaloosa team coming up on Friday, your third straight road game right out of the gate. But this is a Bears team that goes very deep into their bench. They were without 2 of their starters, but they still had 9 scorers on Tuesday in their win over Onega. So what are some things that you're looking forward to in this matchup?
Yeah, they're a really good team. They're going to be deep, and they're going to play quick. You know, we have flashbacks from last year. We had a good start coming off playing Effingham and JC, and we had 2 wins, and then we got punched in the mouth last year in the Oskaloosa game. So we definitely don't want to let that repeat ourselves. So we're working everything we can to be ready. You know, Coy Perry, he's a good player, and the Rock old boy. So we got to be on. We got to make sure to provide pressure and get up and down the floor with him.
Should be an interesting matchup. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it, and best of luck coming up here this week. We'll talk to you again on Wednesday.
All right. Thanks, Jared.
That was Morehillman Academy boys head basketball coach Christian Wessel here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Amberwell Health.